here, although east of us we still do have some light to moderate rainfall in the Redding and Osage City areas. That is pulling out, though, and basically once that leaves, we're going to be pretty much dry the rest of the day today. Sunshine's coming soon with a high of 74. Partly cloudy sky for tonight with a low of 49 degrees. There will be a slight chance of showers in the afternoon hours tomorrow, and a little bit better chance of showers and embedded thunderstorms tomorrow night, but no severe weather is expected. 69 for Thursday's high. Friday, sunshine with a high of 61.
All right, thanks, Chuck. We peaked at 78 yesterday. We have picked up, I guess officially here, 88 hundredths, just about 8/10 out of the Emporia Municipal Airport as well. Right now, cloud cover. The rain has stopped. The sun will shine soon here. Going to be a beautiful day right now. 64 degrees at KVOE, live and local. And our headlines this morning, a service of Mark II Lumber. Yeah, where you'll find a complete line of building materials, hardware, tools, paint, flooring, and much more. Mark II Lumber, 825 East 6th, where you'll find more than just lumber. Mark II Lumber. Good morning. It is 744. It's Wednesday morning and time for Managing Your Money, brought to you by ESB Financial for banking, investments, trusts, and mortgage. And we say good morning on a Wednesday to Brian DeWitt. Yeah, the mortgage lending man at ESB Financial. Brian, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Ron. What's going on?
Not much. A little wet out there this morning, but a beautiful fall start to the day, I think. And it's nice to have you here this morning, Brian, to talk about mortgage lending and ESB Financial. And, Brian, going to kind of run down a checklist of what you need and how the process works at ESB Financial. Brian?
Absolutely. Hey, thanks, guys, for having me on. Like I said, I've got a checklist put together, needed documents for a mortgage. So people out there, they're thinking about purchasing or maybe even refinancing still yet. You know, these are some things to think about, you know, what a bank might need. You know, ultimately, a bank wants evidence that you can afford your home. So we take a look at assets, you know, mortgage application, and you know, some of the typical documentation is going to go over your verifying your income and employment. So income, employment, we're going to look at W-2 forms, pay stubs, if you're self-employed, 2 years tax returns, both personal and business. On the asset front, banks are going to want to see 2 months worth of bank statements, possibly even your asset, 401k, IRA, stock investment statements, some of those. You know, if you're a person that may be getting a gift from a family member to purchase a home, proof of receipt and availability from the donor. Big one, so credit history. Yes, we got to pull a credit report on you. Some people wonder why, but hey, past performance indicates future success, generally speaking, when you talk about credit. So we are going to pull a credit report, looking for late payments, collections, judgments, you know, and if you do have a blip or blemish, you know, just an explanation on what may have happened in that thing. Identity. Yeah, we're going to want to see your driver's license, or if maybe you're not a U.S. citizen, a green card, work authorization, visa, something like that. And then those life events that may affect somebody, as in a divorce, a bankruptcy, looking at child support, alimony, debts that have been forgiven, et cetera, on that front. So, I mean, that's not an all-encompassing type of list, but it is a good roadmap, I guess. You know, each borrower is unique, and, you know, talk to a local experienced lender prior to starting your home buying process. Your local realtors would appreciate that.
Yeah.
You know, and this market is tight. There's you know, homes being sold the day they're listed is very common now, so being ready to go is paramount.
Well, and I think you brought up a good point, too. They're late in your checklist, Brian, as far as potential mortgage lender coming into you to find out exactly what they can and maybe cannot afford, right?
You got it.
Yeah. So how long does the process generally take, Brian? I know it varies. You know, but...
Yeah, you know, pre-approval process takes 30 minutes. If you're sitting here face-to-face across the desk, you can do it at home on your computer in 10 to 15 minutes with our paperless process also. So very, very quick, very easy.
All right. Well, Brian, how can folks get a hold of you if they have any mortgage questions?
Hey, we're down here at 801 Merchant, 340-9934.
Brian, thanks. Great job. Appreciate the good information.
Hey, thanks, guys. Have a super rad Wednesday.
All right, Brian DeWitt. ESB Financial Mortgage Lending. Managing your money. Brought to you by ESB Financial, an Emporia tradition since 1901, with locations in Emporia and Manhattan. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. It is 7:48 and a Wednesday morning. Hello to our good friend Dave Harding at Fanestill's Fresh Local Market, 4700 West Highway 50. Hey, Dave.
Good morning, Ron.
How are you today, sir?
Doing well. It sure is a beautiful morning starting out. Looks to be a great day after a little rain last night, and our those cool-looking pumpkins we've got out there got cleaned off a little bit, and you know, we've got a great selection of pumpkins, gourds, and unique ornamentals.
I do think you have some uniqueness with your gourds out there, Dave, indeed.
Yes, we do.
Hamburger sale today.
Absolutely. Today's Wednesday, and we're having ground beef and ground round on sale in our fresh case, as well as our 10-pound boxes of frozen ground beef and patties. Price is good today only while supplies last, and then tomorrow we're doing our bacon again. 10-pound boxes of regular and thick-cut Flint Hills bacon are on sale for $39.90. Seafood. We do have seafood every day. A lot of times we'll bring in fresh seafood for Fridays and Saturdays. We've got North Road salmon along with scallops, crab cakes, tuna steaks, and shrimp.
Boy, that does sound good. Seafood from Fanestill's Fresh Local Market. And check out that meat case as well. All the freshness you want. Quality stuff at Fanestill's Fresh Local Market. What about ham steak, Dave?
Ham steaks. You know, I need to mention it more often because it's an amazing product and very popular, but I don't talk about it a whole lot. We've got a regular cut and a thick cut ham steak. It just depends on personal choice as to which one you prefer. And our ham steaks come from our old-fashioned bone-in hams, fully cooked, no water added, and slowly smoked over hardwood fires. They make a great meal with mashed potatoes or fried potatoes, and you can do some green beans with some Fanestill's bacon.
Oh, man, reel me in. You got me hooked again, Dave. Wow.
Yeah.
Ham steak for dinner tonight. That sounds perfect, I'll tell you.
Good stuff.
All right, let's re-rack it, Dave.
All right, we've got hamburger sale today, bacon on sale tomorrow, seafood available every day. Our ham steaks are amazing. Come check it out. And our holiday catalogs are here in the store and available at some locations around town, but we do also have it on our website now, so you can check it out and shop directly on the website.
It is not too early to be thinking about the holidays, and Fanestill's Fresh Local Market holiday catalog is out. Hey, thanks, Dave.
Thanks, Ron. Have a great day, and everybody get out and grill.
Dave Harding, Fanestill's Fresh Local Market, 4700 West Highway 50. Call 342-6354. That's 342-6354, Fanestill's Fresh Local Market. Good morning at 7:52.
George Strait is loved for more than just his music. After 56 number one singles, George is still a family man and a real cowboy. That's why he is so loved, and that's why he wears nothing but Wrangler. The George